Welcome back to The Healing Room. Today's podcast is going to be how to recover from complete exhaustion energetically. So when you walk in the door and there's no food in the fridge and the house is cold and you're just too exhausted to take care of yourself and all you want to do is just fall down on the ground and just cry, what do you do? You know, how do you rebound from something like that to become a bright light, to become joy, to feel cared for when all of the world's responsibilities feel like they're on your shoulders? I have a friend who this week had to take his father to the ER, then he had to sit through a dangerous surgery, and then he is helping his father to recover physically through physical therapy. So it's one of those kind of weeks. Like if you feel like you've just given every bit of energy you have and there's nothing left, how do you then revive yourself? Take a few deep breaths. And sit up tall and just move your shoulders back. So mine are going round and round, back and then forward and back and then forward and back. And this is just happening as energy is moving through my body. I've just trained my body to get out of the way. And as you practice these, you'll get used to it. My breath is just deepening because I've trained myself to move the energy. So just follow along. Just copy me. It's like moving stress. So we ask our spirit guides and our angels to move in around us now and take away every bit of the gray, heavy energy of burden and of stress and exhaustion. We ask them to lift this energy from us. So what's happening now is my shoulders are kind of going forward and back one at a time. So the right one forward, the left one forward, and then each one rolls back one at a time. It's kind of like dancing. Dancing is a great way, by the way, to get energy moving through your body if you want to practice getting out of the way to allow it to move through. The goal is that we're a current of light, that light is coming through us, through our shoulders, all the way to our feet, that the energy is always circulating. So the higher the vibration, the faster it moves. If we feel burdened and heavy and like we're falling apart, it's usually because our energy is black or brown or gray and it's just stuck. And we just don't feel alive. We can't solve anything. We can't think. We can't act. Everything just feels like it's falling apart because it is. The way to feel like we can handle anything is to stay in that flow of the light, to let it move through us. Okay, so a great visualization that you can do when you're feeling like this is to imagine that you're already in your bed, or go ahead and just get ready for bed and do this, play this podcast while you're in your bed. But you can visualize that one of your spirit guides or angels is sitting beside you, not to creep you out or spook you, and also not to work on you and keep you up all night, because I've had that happen many, many times where I asked that my spirit guides work on me and I was up half the night as they worked. So we want to bring them in to just sit with us, to be loved, to just support us, kind of like they're just going to be there with us and take care of us. So now go ahead and imagine that they're throwing a blanket of light over you, like they're tucking you in, but it's just light and it's a layer and it covers us. And what it does is it just heals us. So we're basking in this layer of light all night long, and you can imagine any color you want, just as long as it's not one of the dull, dark colors like the black or the gray or the brown. As long as it's a bright color, it can even be a soft color like pink. It can be a pastel or it can be bright, but just allow it to float over you, close to your body. And imagine that that spirit guide is going to refresh that blanket all night long without waking you up. So for example, you absorb every last bit of the energy of the light in that blanket hovering over you. Your spirit guide is going to stand up and throw gently another layer over you. And it might be a different color this time. And your job is to just sleep and allow that light to sink into you, to revive you, to rejuvenate every cell in your body, every tired muscle in your body, so that when you wake up in the morning, you feel absolutely healed, restored, nourished, deep within your body, deep within your soul. So we give thanks for our spirit guides, our angels. They're just beings of light that support us and guide us and take care of us. We ask that at least one of them is with us tonight in our sleep, nourishing us, protecting us, healing us, restoring us for the morning. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.
Baby.